Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the ways in which King Edward of England subjugated Scotland following the end of King John Baliol's rule of Scotland. Edward was regarded as the overlord of the Scots, and he had allowed the Scots some freedom. However, after the Scots' act of rebellion by supporting France at war, in 1296 he set about ensuring that Scotland would be taken under his full control. As a result of Scotland's refusal to fight France and sign the Old Alliance, and then in fact to attack the north of England, King Edward sent a huge army north. Some historians have suggested that in fact he had planned this since before the Scots rebelled, although this is not fully proven. The first place in Scotland that the English army arrived was Berwick. Berwick was one of the most important cities in Scotland. Not only was it a key trading port, it was also the first major town, and so Scotland's first point of defence. As a result of this, Berwick was obviously well defended. It had strong defences and reinforcements were sent by the Scottish nobles to protect the town and its castle. However, many of the Scots had little experience of fighting, especially in large battles, which was very unlike the English army. The Scots even crossed into England and attacked places in the north, including Cumberland. When Edward's army eventually reached Berwick, the Scots were shocked by the size of the English forces. However, they refused an offer from Edward to surrender. The English attack was brutal. Angry at the Scots' refusal to surrender, Edward ordered that no one was to be spared. The English army easily defeated Berwick's invaders, and some reports suggested that up to 15,000 townspeople were killed, although strangely, the surrendering Scots army was allowed to leave. The English army now went forward to take control of the rest of Scotland, and their first stop was Dunbar. The Earl of Dunbar had already given the castle keys to the English. However, his wife, who was from the common family, gave control of the castle to the Scottish army before the English arrived. When the English army arrived at the castle, they were surprised to see that the Scots had command. The English leader, John de Warenne, who was Earl of Surrey, left some soldiers to watch the castle, and the others went to prepare to fight. However, for some reason the Scots believed that this was in fact an English retreat. As a result, the Scots decided to charge at the English, and thus gave up their hill advantage. It was a disaster for Scotland. The better trained and prepared English army easily defeated the attacking Scots. Many Scottish guardians and nobles were captured or killed. Edward now marched his army north, taking control of various Scottish castles as he advanced. Stirling Castle's defenders did not even attempt to defend it, and instead simply handed over control to the English. Stirling was important as it was very much the gateway to the north of Scotland. The English invasion had exposed huge weaknesses in Baliol's leadership. He did not lead the Scots army in battle, and he seemed to have no idea how to stop Edward's army. King John went to the north of Scotland, but eventually he sent a note of surrender to Edward. John was then forced to travel to surrender and apologise to Edward, which he did at Stracafro Church in July 1296. Baliol's royal badge and other items which marked him out as a king were ripped from his coat, giving him the nickname Tomb Tabard, meaning empty jacket. Baliol and his son then went to England as prisoners and were placed under house arrest. Eventually they were handed to the Pope, who sent them to live in France. Edward now turned his attentions to ensuring that the Scots could not and would not challenge him again. He took possession of a number of important Scottish items, including the Stone of Destiny, which was the stone on which English kings sat to be crowned. He took a holy relic, the Black Rood of St Margaret, and he even took the Earl of Fife, who was traditionally the man that would crown the new Scots king. Edward also demanded that all Scottish nobles swear an oath of allegiance to him. 1,600 nobles gathered in Berwick in August 1296 to do this. The document they signed, including the future king Robert the Bruce, is known as the Ragman's Roll. Edward now had full control of Scotland.